Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a tunnel so deep beneath the mighty Brahmaputra that trains and trucks will glide through it like fish swimming under a river's surface. That is the vision India is now turning into reality. First, the Union Cabinet has given the green light to India's very first underwater railroad twin tunnel under the Brahmaputra in Assam, a project valued at 18,662 crore rupees. This structure will be only the second of its kind in the world once completed, and it promises to slash travel time between the North Bank and South Bank of the state dramatically. The tunnel will stretch 15.79 kilometers as a twin tube, forming part of a 33.7 kilometer corridor that will connect Numaligarh, Tejpur, Gopur and Dibrugarh, and even reach the capital Itanagar. It will give access to 4 railway stations, 2 airports and 2 inland waterway terminals, while also serving strategic purposes for Kaziranga National Park and the military logistics of the northeast. The construction phase is expected to generate about 80 lakh person days of employment. On the same day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Northeast's first emergency landing facility at Moran in Dibrugarh district, Assam, on the Moran bypass stretch of National Highway 15. An emergency landing facility, or ELF, is a specially reinforced section of a national highway that can be used for the takeoff and landing of military aircraft in emergencies, a crucial capability in border regions where conventional airfields may be scarce. Turning to defence, the Defence Acquisition Council has granted an acceptance of necessity for airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellites, or HAPS, for the Indian Air Force. These solar-powered, unmanned aerial platforms will operate in the stratosphere at altitudes of 18 to 20 kilometers, staying aloft for months and bridging the gap between satellites and conventional UAVs. Equipped with optical and infrared sensors, they will provide persistent intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, especially over the Himalayan frontier, a capability that was highlighted as missing after the 2017 Doklam standoff with China. The HAPS component of the broader 3.60 lakh rupees crore DAC package is estimated at roughly 15,000 crore rupees. Indigenous development is already underway. The National Aerospace Laboratories tested a prototype at the Challakere Aeronautical Test Range in February 2024, and the target is a 30-meter wingspan platform operating at 23 kilometers altitude by 2027, with contributions from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and New Space Research and Technologies. Now let us move to the political arena. Over 100 opposition members of parliament have submitted a notice seeking the removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, alleging partisan conduct and the denial of speaking rights to the leader of opposition. The constitutional and procedural framework for such a removal is laid down in Article 94, Clause C of the Constitution, which mandates that a speaker or deputy speaker must vacate office only if a resolution is passed by an effective majority, that is, a majority of the total membership of the House, not merely those present and voting. Moreover, a 14-day advance notice is required before the motion can be moved, and at least 50 members must sign the notice for it to be admitted. During the removal proceedings, the Speaker may take part in the debate and can cast a deciding vote in case of a tie, but he cannot exercise his regular vote. The procedure is governed by Rule 186(6) of the Lok Sabha Rules. Historically, no Speaker has ever been successfully removed, previous attempts in 1954 against G.V. Mavlankar, in 1966 against Hukam Singh, and in 1987 against Balram Jakhar all fell short, largely because the effective majority threshold is extremely high. Shifting to science and technology, the Union Budget for 2026-27 has earmarked funds for 3 major astronomical facilities at the Hanle Dark Sky Reserve in Ladakh, the world's largest high-altitude dark sky reserve. The first, the National LIDAR Solar Telescope, is slated for completion in 5 to 6 years, while the National Large Optical Telescope will take roughly a decade. The existing Himalayan Chandra Telescope, which is currently operated remotely from the CREST facility in Hoskote, Karnataka, is being upgraded. These investments underscore India's ambition to be at the forefront of high-altitude astronomy. In archaeology, new radiocarbon dating of pottery fragments and animal remains from the Bhirana site in northern India suggests that organized human settlement there dates back approximately 8,000 years. This pushes the formative phase of the Indus Valley civilization well before the conventional chronology of 2600 to 1900 BC, even earlier than the earliest Egyptian pharaohs, and implies a gradual cultural evolution rather than a sudden urban emergence. Environmental news comes from the Sangatam tribe of Nagaland. The United Sangatam Likhumpamji, the apex body of the tribe in Kifire and Tuinsang districts, has passed a tribal resolution to protect pangolins within its jurisdiction. Pangolins, often called the world's most trafficked wild mammals, are hunted for their scales and meat. India hosts two species, the Indian pangolin and the Chinese pangolin, and the 1,643-kilometer India-Myanmar border serves as a major smuggling corridor. The resolution is supported by the Wildlife Trust of India under the Countering Pangolin Trafficking Project, which receives backing from the Wildlife Conservation Network's Pangolin Crisis Fund. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Brahmaputra tunnel will cost 18,662 crore rupees and will involve about 80 lakh person days of labor. The tunnel length is 15.79 kilometers in twin tubes, forming a corridor of 33.7 kilometers. No Lok Sabha speaker has ever been removed. The removal process requires an effective majority, a 14-day notice, and at least 50 signatures. HAPS will operate at 18 to 20 kilometers altitude, stay airborne for months, and cost roughly 15,000 crore rupees within the larger 3.60 lakh rupees crore defense package. The Ladakh telescopes include a 2-meter solar telescope at Merak, a 13.7-meter optical near-infrared telescope at Hanle, and an upgraded Himalayan Chandra telescope now at 3.7 meters, all under the Hanle Dark Sky Reserve. Radiocarbon dating at Bhirana points to a settlement age of 8,000 years. The Sangatam resolution targets protection of Indian and Chinese pangolins, species heavily trafficked across the India-Myanmar border. How do these developments tie into your UPSC preparation? The underwater tunnel and the emergency landing facility illustrate the government's focus on strategic infrastructure in the Northeast, a region that frequently appears in both the general studies papers and the optional papers on geography and security. The HAPS approval is a classic example of indigenous technology filling a strategic gap identified after a border standoff, a point that can be linked to questions on defense procurement and the role of the Defense Acquisition Council. The speaker removal notice is a perfect case study for constitutional law, especially the nuances of Article 94 and the concept of effective majority, which is a favorite in the polity section. The Ladakh astronomical projects can be cited when answering questions on scientific temper, space and astronomy initiatives, while the new dating of the Indus Valley civilization offers fresh material for ancient history and archaeology topics. Finally, the Pangolin Protection Resolution showcases communitized conservation, an angle useful for environment and ecology questions, particularly those on wildlife protection and tribal involvement. Now, let us turn to the economy. Niti Aayog has released 11 reports from 10 interministerial working groups outlining a dual roadmap to achieve a Viksit Bharat, an economy of $30 trillion by 2047. And net zero emissions by 2070. The projections show GDP rising from $4.18 trillion in 2025 to $30 trillion by 2047. the share of electricity in final energy demand is expected to climb from 21% to 60% by 2070, with renewable capacity expanding from about 164 gigawatts today to more than 6,000 gigawatts. Nuclear power is slated to grow from 8 gigawatts to over 300 gigawatts. Critical mineral demand will rise 51% in the net zero scenario, and total investment required by 2070 will be $22.7 trillion, leaving a financing gap of $6.5 trillion. The plan also envisages 7 million green jobs in the energy sector by 2050 and a rapid urbanization trend, with urban population rising from 37% in 2023 to 65% by 2070. In the power sector, distribution companies have reported a historic reduction in aggregate technical and commercial losses, dropping from 22.62% to 15.04%. For the first time in years, DISCOMs posted a profit after tax of 2,701 crore rupees in the fiscal year 2024-25, and legacy dues have been slashed dramatically from 1,39,947 crore rupees in June 2022 to just 4,927 crore rupees by January 2026. The turnaround is credited to reforms such as the Uday scheme, the revamped distribution sector scheme with a total outlay of 303,758 crore rupees, late payment surcharge rules and the integrated power development scheme. The Advanced Chemistry Cell Production Linked Incentive Scheme, launched in October 2021 by the Ministry of Heavy Industries, aims for 50 gigawatt-hours of domestic battery manufacturing capacity by 2026. The scheme carries an outlay of 18,100 crore rupees, offers incentives up to 2,000 rupees per kilowatt hour, requires a minimum investment of 1,100 crore rupees per applicant and mandates domestic value addition rising from 25% in the second year to 60% by the fifth year. So far, capacity of 30 gigawatt-hours has been allotted, focusing on lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles and grid storage. Reliance Industries has secured a United States license to import Venezuelan crude oil directly, without breaching U.S. sanctions. The heavy, high-sulfur crude will be processed at the Jamnagar refinery, the world's most complex refinery, showcasing how Indian refineries are positioning themselves to handle challenging feedstocks. In international relations, during a state visit by President Patrick Hermony of Seychelles, India announced a special economic package of $175 million. The package covers social housing, e-mobility, health, vocational training, defense and maritime security. 7 memoranda of understanding were signed, spanning digital transformation, meteorology, governance and health, all under the Vision Mahasagar framework, which seeks to deepen India's outreach across the Indian Ocean. On the health front, the World Health Organization has pre-qualified the novel oral polio vaccine type 2, NOPV2. This genetically re-engineered vaccine is more stable and reduces the risk of reversion to neurovirulence, addressing the challenge of circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2. WHO pre-qualification allows UNICEF and other UN agencies to procure the vaccine globally. An international pledge of $1.9 billion has been made to accelerate polio eradication, targeting around 370 million children each year. Agriculturally, Rajasthan has reaffirmed its status as India's largest wool-producing state, yielding 16,013.500 kilograms of wool in fiscal year 24, which accounts for 47.53% of the nation's total output of roughly 33.69 million kilograms. Indigenous breeds such as the Marwadi and the Chokla dominate production. India now ranks 9th globally in wool production and 2nd in sheep population. In the sporting arena, the International Military Adventure Challenge Cup 2026 was staged in the Eastern Himalayas, drawing participants from Bhutan, Brazil, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Saudi Arabia. The event underscores defense cooperation through adventure sports. All these developments, from strategic infrastructure to constitutional nuances, from scientific breakthroughs to environmental stewardship, weave together the complex tapestry of India's current affairs. Each thread offers a potential question, a case study, or a factual anchor for your UPSC and state PCs preparation. Keep revisiting these facts, connect them to the broader themes of governance, security, development, and environment, and you will be well equipped to face the examination.